So let's talk a little bit about checkpoint inhibitors in colon cancer. And can you talk a little bit, first of all, about the MSI story and where we are today with that? First, maybe beginning with the biology of MSI-high tumors and the relationship to Lynch syndrome and other genetic abnormalities.
Well, we have microsatellite instable tumors, or tumors maybe microsatellite instable, in two settings. In the setting of Lynch syndrome, hereditary non-polyposis colorectal cancer syndrome, but also the sporadic MSI patients. In early stages, stage 2, you see in around 15% of tumors who are MSI. Stage 3, it's around 10%. Stage 4, it's around 4-5% of patients with stage 4 who are MSI. And that's probably a bit more than half are sporadic MSIs and less than half in the setting of Lynch syndrome. We can look into MSI with different methodologies. And that's also reflected in the labeling of the checkpoint inhibitors, either with immunohistochemistry, either with marker testing. Both are acceptable. And in general, we see that immunohistochemistry is accurate in most of the studies in 95-96% of the patients. So in our setting, when selecting a potential patient for a checkpoint inhibitor, try to look into marker staining testing. If we have, however, immunohistochemistry and we know that it's performed by a good pathologist, we will trust that also. So, and that's important knowledge, this MSI story for, of course, the checkpoint inhibitors.